This is KPTZ 91.9 FM. I'm Jim Burke with local news for Jefferson and Clallam counties on Tuesday, October 11th, 2022. Tonight at 6 p.m., KPTZ joins the League of Women Voters of Jefferson County in encouraging everyone to vote by airing an election forum. This hour-long forum will feature Greg Brotherton and Marsha Kelbun, candidates for Jefferson County Commissioner Position 3. You can watch the Zoom meeting on lwvwa.org. There is a link on the transcript. Afterwards, the forum will be edited solely for brevity and linked on the League's website and on kptz.org. If you'd like to see the County Commissioner candidates Marsha Kelbun and Greg Brotherton discuss the issues facing Jefferson County live, they will be at the Chimicum Grange tomorrow night from 7:30 until 9 p.m. to present their respective views and answer questions from voters in person. There is a supper at the Grange at 6:30 and admission is open to all. Bringing an appetizer or a dessert is encouraged. No food is needed to attend the candidate forum. Next Tuesday, October 18th, from 7 to 8 p.m., KPTZ will rebroadcast the League of Women Voters of Jefferson County Forum from this July of the two candidates for Jefferson County Sheriff, Art Frank and Joe Knoll. The Jefferson County Board of County Commissioners meeting was yesterday, and Dr. Allison Berry, Public Health Officer for Jefferson and Clallam Counties, and Willie Bentz, Director of Emergency Management, spoke to the commissioners during the public health briefing. In Jefferson County, the two-week COVID case rate is 488 per 100,000, similar to last week. No one is currently hospitalized. 66 new cases were added this week for a total of 6,027 cases. Jefferson County's total count of COVID-19-related deaths is still 31. Dr. Berry says the higher case rate is being driven by cases in schools at this point. In Clallam County, the two-week COVID case rate is 147 per 100,000. 61 new cases for a total of 15,697 cases since the pandemic began. One person is hospitalized at this time. Clallam County's total count of COVID-19-related deaths is still 124. Willie Bentz said there are many slots open in a covalent booster clinic taking place this Saturday, October 15th in Chimicum. Sign up on the Jefferson County Public Health website. Also, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about a flu shot. Dr. Berry says there's an uptick in cases in the East and Southern U.S., and the flu will be back with us this year. The COVID public health emergency declaration will end on October 31st, so the health reports will go to once a month. If you have any lingering COVID or monkeypox or any other public health-related questions, you might want to send them in over the next few weeks. Submit your public health questions to Dr. Allison Berry and Willie Bentz by emailing contactus@kptz.org by Fridays at noon to be answered the following Monday. This past Friday evening, just after 6:30, a 29-year-old man from Independence, Missouri was driving a Jeep SUV at a high rate of speed and crossed the center line on Route 101 southbound near Brinon Shop Road. His vehicle collided with a northbound Jeep SUV that was being driven by a 48-year-old woman from Vancouver, Washington, who had a passenger in the car with her, a 41-year-old woman from Copalis Beach, Washington. The man's SUV struck the other car on the driver's side, and both vehicles were thrown into the ditches next to the road on opposite sides of the highway. The two women in the northbound Jeep were wearing seatbelts, but both sustained serious enough injuries that they were airlifted to Harborview Medical Center in Seattle by Life Flight Northwest. The man, Edward Avery, who was speeding and crossed the highway, was not wearing a seatbelt and was pronounced dead at the scene. The Washington State Patrol report on the collision said it was unknown at that point if drugs or alcohol were involved. A 23-year-old Squim man died early Saturday morning in a one-vehicle rollover collision on Palo Alto Road near its intersection with Luella Road. According to Clallam County Sergeant Amy Bundy, Bradley White Simpson was driving northbound in the 2000 block of Palo Alto Road about 2:54 a.m. Saturday. As reported in the Peninsula Daily News, White Simpson's friend was driving in front of him and suddenly didn't see headlights behind him. So he turned around and drove back to find that Bradley White Simpson had been ejected from the vehicle and the vehicle had landed on top of him. Sergeant Bundy said that alcohol is believed to be a contributing factor. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5, Monday through Friday, and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. This is Jim Burke. Thanks for listening.